I think in, you know, 100-year increments, and something that my father said, he is ill, but he was in his professional life an academic physician, and he said that in science, you're always building on the shoulders of the people who came before you, and you always know that you could be overturned, and you hope you will be, in a certain sense of discovery, by the people who come afterward. Now, art is not like science in that way. At its highest, you don't get, quote, overturned. But for me, in my picture of how my work might embody the presence of God in the world, and how I might be able to represent this kind of aristocracy that I feel just by the privilege of having the Jewish education I had, and having both narratives in my family, the ancient rabbinic narrative, and those responsibilities that I feel to in some way continue murdered European Jewish soul in my life, and my mother's Canadian noblesse oblige, more patrician, odd, invented mix of observance and Anglo-Saxonism, you know. I feel that I had a vision. I hope my work embodies it. I hope it will be resonant for hundreds of years later. I feel I did my part, and I think that even if my work doesn't live up to all my hopes, it heralded possibilities in English for Jewish writing that I don't think had quite been done quite exactly the same way.